This announcement today, what exactly is it?
So this announcement is a partnership between a pharma company, Pfizer, the government of the province of Alberta through Advanced Education and Technology and Alberta Innovates Health Solutions, and the government of Canada through Western Economic Diversification. It's the creation of a collaborative funding opportunity for translational research. So it's about basically providing funds for research to be done in Alberta, in the universities in Alberta, or in the health system in Alberta, to bring good ideas closer to the commercialization site of the landscape, if you will. So it is about actually investing in early stage research development, but research development with a bit of an asterisk or an attitude, which is that basically we think there's a good idea there that can lead to a transformation into innovation, and in particular in this case in areas that Pfizer is interested in.
This is $2.5 million. What role will Alberta Innovates Health Solutions play in this?
So we are playing a dual role. And on the one hand, we are one of the investing partner. And on the other hand, we're the administrative home for this fund. So the collaboration between Pfizer and Alberta and Canada is basically going to be administered by Alberta Innovates Health Solutions. We're going to run a competitive sort of granting process. And essentially, we will monitor and manage the awards as we move forward. So we're both an investor and a managing partner, if you will.
Well, what makes this different from any other sort of commercialization programs that you have in place already?
Because AIHS is a new organization, and we're starting to position ourselves in terms of this knowledge to action kind of landscape, we don't really have another commercialization program right now. And the big advantage of this one is actually that the private partner is at the table, at the front end, both from the perspective of investing, but from the perspective of being part of the discussion that says, wait a minute here. This is a good opportunity, this is a good idea, but not only is it a good idea, but we see the potential for this, and so we'll let it go, we'll fund it as part of the partnership, and once it's done, we'll have a discussion with these researchers to see how best they can move that opportunity forward. So we have a end-user involvement at the front end from the private partner to be not only there as a funder, but as actually a committed, sort of interested end-user that will see how the research develops and then would be interested in moving those outputs to the commercial side of things.
How long is this collaboration for? Is it just a few years or is it ongoing?
Right. So this is a good question. I mean, at the front end of this, what we've established is a fund. So a collaborative fund. The four partners in this case have provided resources for that fund. Initially, what we're going to do is offer this as two back-to-back competitions for research programs to move forward. We'll monitor this as it goes forward. We anticipate that these are going to be grants of $150,000 to $200,000 for a period of about a year to a year and a half. So this is actually interested in moving research fairly rapidly and in a fairly timely way towards commercialization. So the outputs of that will be known within about a year and a half to 2 years. So the discussion then will become if we can see some value from that and if this is a good vehicle to actually move that research into a closer to commercialization landscape, then my guess is, and actually we have other partners that are coming to the table offering the same opportunity now. They're interested. They're saying, hey, that's a good model. We can leverage our dollars. We can be part of the discussions at the front end in terms of telling the province what we are interested in. We're sharing some of these interests with the province. Can we jointly invest? And if that's the case, then we can get some value added on the backside as well.
When might you be handing out some of this money?
Very rapidly, actually, because now that we've made the announcement to have the call for proposals within a week or two out there, to have the proposals come in to us by late March at the latest, and to adjudicate these things by probably June. So we're thinking about by July 1st, the money's going to be out there.
Well, this is one of many new initiatives that Alberta Innovates Health Solutions has on the go. What else do you have?
So we've just announced actually five additional funding opportunities. We're calling them opportunities as opposed to program, not just to change the name, but because we're thinking about opportunities being much more of a flexible way in which the researchers and the end users can tell us what they need and what they're trying to accomplish, and we can tailor make the opportunity to suit their needs. So we have collaborative research opportunities that will offer programs of research projects, programs, or teams between $150,000 to $1 million a year for up to 5 years for doing collaborative research that is aimed at a relevant health research issue in the province that end users is interested in, whether it's the health system or whether it's a private partner. So that's one of them. We have a catalyst opportunity that aims to add value to great ideas. Again, pilot projects, high-risk projects that will basically, again, say, I've got a great idea. If I get a pot of money that I can make that idea sing better, that it can move with more value within a year or something, give us a little bit of money and we can move that forward. We have a sustainability fund to help maintain competitiveness of the research activity in the province on the national scene. We have training programs that have been redesigned to provide for career development for graduate and postgraduate students. And we have a new translational chairs program that is going to be put in place in collaboration with the four Alberta Innovates corporations and the four comprehensive Alberta research institutions and the government. So there's quite a lot of activity going on, actually.
Well, tell me more about this CHAIR program.
So the CHAIRS program, again, is clearly aimed at helping recruit to the province high-level capacity to do research in areas of priorities for the province. They are translational CHAIRS in the sense that we're interested in researchers that are going to be brought into the province that are not only interested in creating fantastic knowledge and exciting science, but interested in moving that knowledge into application. So we're talking, for example, about people that wouldn't be interested in doing basic research that could have a commercial output in a timely fashion, or for health services researchers that can change a policy or a practice in the health system, for example. So it is about defining areas of priorities and areas of needs for the province, bringing people in, establishing them well into the landscape of the universities or the environments in which they work. It could be a health system environment, and basically providing them with resources to really get their activity in the province going in a very positive way.
And when will these be underway?
They are set. The board has approved an allocation of $6 million per year for the next 7 years to fund these chairs. We're having a meeting with the universities and the other corporations at the end of the month on the 31st of January. And literally, the process is already underway. It's going to be a different process than what we've seen in the past in terms of capacity building. So it's going to be mostly empowering the institutions to go out and doing these recruits, with AIHS providing some external validation of the quality of these recruits. And so the process is literally in place now, and it's moving forward as of the end of January.
Thank you very much, John.
You're welcome.